you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
George and Philip have been doing business together for years. One month, Philip injured himself working for George. He becomes furious when George decides not to pay his medical bills. In order for Philip to get compensation from George, he would need the help of a litigation lawyer. On this week's Career Talk, we examine the field of litigation law. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Litigation lawyers go to court a lot, and success in the field requires persistence and lots of reading in order to be adequately prepared.
On behalf of persons who have filed claims to get compensation arising from breaches of contract, this includes wrongful dismissal situations, personal injury matters where you have been in an accident and you believe that the person has caused the accident and they ought to compensate you for that. I do matters on behalf of persons who have been injured on the job. They are also hired by other lawyers who do not like going to court but want or need an attorney to go to court on their behalf.
Attorney at Law Daniel Archer. There are no special subjects needed to become a lawyer, but one does have to have an open mind and an aptitude for learning new things. This is one of the main reasons persons find the field very attractive.
As a lawyer, particularly a litigation lawyer, you're expected to have knowledge of the arts, of the sciences. You're expected to know, how does a mason go about doing his work? What does it mean when he says that he must have a measure of the area? What does he use? See, the aptitude for learning means that you have that desire just to love knowledge. You just want to know. And then, once you have that aptitude, coupled with your ability to listen, that listening is also an art because you have to listen for that information that would perhaps make or break your case.
To become a lawyer, the first step is obtaining a Bachelor of Laws degree.
You spend 3 years in the Caribbean. It is 3 years if you go to the University of the West Indies or you go to the University of Technology. You spend 3 years and you get a Bachelor of Laws and then you matriculate into the Norman Manley Law School. In the old days, you got into the Norman Manley Law School by virtue of having gone to UWE. These days, there seems to be a move afoot to have a law school at UTEC as well. So that clears the way for persons who are non-UWE students who are now required to do an entrance exam to get into Norman Manley to go to the law school at UTEC.
After completing your first degree, the next phase is sitting the bar exam.
Bar exams comprise of two components, year one and year two, and this is where you're now getting the practical experience into law. So you do topics such as legislative drafting, property law, you do conveyancing in particular, you do ethics, and they talk about law of association and all the topics that will allow you to practically learn to draft contracts and interpret contracts and interpret the law. You also do a period of court attendance, which allows you to interface with the court and the persons who work in the court so that you understand how the system works.
After completing law school, you'll receive a certificate of legal education.
For you to be able to get licensed now, you actually apply to the General Legal Counsel and you submit a batch of documents that indicate that you are a fit and proper person, you don't have a police record, you are recommended by two upstanding persons who indicate that you are capable of lifting or living up to the expectations of the profession, you pay a fee, and then you do that in the form of an application.
Attorney at Law Daniel Archer. Ms. Archer encourages prospective lawyers to seek mentorship, as this will play a key role in their success in the field. The University of the West Indies UWI and the University of Technology UTEC both offer degree programs in law. For more information, call the UWI Faculty of Law at 927-1855 or contact UTEC's Law Faculty at 512-2530. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of Student Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.